بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم مرة أخرى في حلقة جديدة من برنامجكم العربية للجميع. Once again, respected listeners, we welcome you to another episode of this program, العربية للجميع, Arabic for all. And in this program, we are learning the language of the Quran, the language of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the language of the people of Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those people who learn the Arabic language, understand the hadith, understand the Quran, understand the dua while we are reciting the masnoon du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah make us among those people who are always learning and filling their life with learning and benefiting from the Quran and from the Ahadith and from the Arabic language. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. We stopped in the previous program on verse number 61 in Surah Al-Baqarah. So we'll start from this, from there, inshallah. And please prepare the notebook so that you can write down whatever we say from vocabs, from sentences, from important expressions, so that you will benefit, inshallah, with us learning from the Arabic language. بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سورة البقرة سورة number 2 verse number 61 وإذ قلتم يا موسى لن نصبر على طعام واحد فادع لنا ربك يخرج لنا مما تنبت الأرض من بقلها وقثائها وفومها وعدسها وبصلها قال أتستبدلون الذي هو أدنى بالذي هو خير اهبطوا مصرا فإن لكم ما سألتم وضربت عليهم الذلة والمسكنة وباءوا بغضب من الله ذلك بأنهم كانوا يكفرون بآيات الله ويقتلون النبيين بغير الحق ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون. It's quite a lengthy verse, and we'll try to learn as much as we can today, inshallah, from the meanings of this verse. وَإِذْ, and when, or remember when. وَإِذْ, wow, means and إِذْ, remember, or remember when, or when. قُلْتُمْ, you said. قَالَ, past tense means said. And يَقُول is the present tense, means to say. And قُلْتُمْ, for a group of people, you said, in the past. قُلْتُمْ, قَافْ لَمْ تَا مِيمْ, قُلْتُمْ. يَا مُوسَى, يَا أَلِفْ, that's a nida. Nida means when you call someone, you say, يَا مُحَمَّد, يَا إِبْرَهِيم. Right, so يَا مُوسَى means, O Musa. لَنَّصْبِرَ, we won't endure, we won't be patient. We won't bear patience. That's the meaning of it. لن نصبر. يصبر means to be patient. يصبر. لن نصبر. We won't be patient, or we won't endure. We won't bear patience. All these are correct meaning. نصبر. يصبر. يصبر. يا صاد باء راء. على طعام واحد. We won't be patient, or we won't endure having only one type of food. على طعام واحد. على means on the food. طعام means food. طاء عين ألف ميم. Try to pronounce it while I'm speaking it. طعام not طعام. It's طعام. طعام means food. لن نصبر على طعام. We won't endure on one food or one type of food. طعام واحد. The adjective here will be واحد. طعام واحد. طعام واحد. And as you can see, when you studied the adjective and the noun, we said that in Arabic, the noun comes first, then the adjective. When we translate it to English, the adjective comes first. One kind of food. See, one kind comes first. واحد, one. واحد, referring to one kind of food, one type of food. على طعام واحد. They want in their patience to eat only one type of food. فَدْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكْ. فَدْعُ, فَاءُ السُّرْعَةِ, سَيَا, فَاءُ السُّرْعَةِ. فَدْعُ, so call upon your Lord. أُدْعُ لَنَا, call upon your Lord, or pray upon your Lord, pray to your Lord. فَدْعُ لَنَا, pray for us. to your Lord. ربك فادعو لنا ربك يخرج لنا يخرج لنا to bring forth يخرج to bring forth لنا for us to bring forth for us لنا for us لام النون then ألف لنا for us لي for me له for him just a reminder مما تنبت الأرض مما is actually shortcut of من from what مما is written like that ميم ميم ألف it's fine مما means from what مما تنبت الأرض from what the earth is growing from what grows on the earth what other plants are there مما تنبت الأرض out of what the earth is growing out of what's growing on the earth من now we will see they mention some of the plants some of the plantations and we need to memorize it من from بقلها بقلها means it's herbs بقلها بقول بقوليات also means herbs وقثائها the cucumber it's called in Arabic cucumber sorry in English it's cucumber while in Arabic it's قثاء قثاء قاف كسرة under the قاف ثاء there is شدة and فتحة قثائها قثائها همزة then هاء and ألف قثائها means قثائها means it's cucumbers وفومها garlic فومها garlic there is another word used for it this word is a bit classical word the فوم there is one which is ثوم ثوم you can see also there is two letters that are the same ثوم فوم ف no it's with a ث which is also used today ثوم which means garlic there is فومها فومها means It's garlic. وعدسها lentils. عدسها. The عدس is called in Arabic عدس. In English, it's lentil. وعدسها and it's lentil. They used to eat meat, but then they wanted all these plantations, which they used to eat in the land of Egypt. وعدسها وبصلها. بصلها is the onion. بصل. باء صاد لام. بصل is the onion. Right, need to memorize that. عدس, lentil, عين دال سين, بصل باء صاد لام, onions, وبصلها and its onions. قال, now see the Prophet what will say. Prophet Musa عليه السلام قال, he said, أتستبدلون الذي هو أدنى بالذي هو خير؟ أتستبدلون, would you exchange? تستبدل means to change with exchange. أتستبدلون. Now it's a question using the ألف there. We said when the alif comes in front of the verb automatically or the sentence automatically changes into a question. أتستبدلون أتأكلون أتشربون like that. So he says أتستبدلون would you exchange الذي هو أدنى that which is inferior. It's inferior to what you used to eat. You used to eat meat. You used to eat wonderful foods. Now you تستبدلون الذي هو أدنى. Do you exchange that which is inferior? أدنى. ألف دال نون يا. أدنى also means under. Under. Below. It's below than what you used to eat before. أدنى. ألف دال نون يا. مقصورة which is pronounced as an ألف. بالذي. For what, for that which. بالذي. For that which is. بالذي هو خير. For that which is better than it. It's better. You used to eat better food. Used to eat manna and salwa. They changed that. They won't know. They want to eat onions and garlic and adas, lentils and so on. بالذي هو خير. He was amazed for their request. اهبطوا مصر. اهبطوا مصر. Go down to a city or to a town or a village. مصر does not refer to Egypt, the land of Egypt. No, does not refer to that. The word Misr actually it have a meaning. It's the land or the cultivated lands or the land Sahel, the lands of where people are gathering there. So it refers to a town, to a city, or to a place where there is inhabitants. اهبطوا مصر, speaking about some city or some town in or some village in Sinai. اهبطوا مصر فإن لكم ما سألتم. فإن لكم ما سألتم. So indeed you will find what you ask for. فإن لكم, فإن لكم. So indeed لكم, for you, ما سألتم, what you have asked for. يسأل means to ask for. يسأل, to ask. وضربت عليهم الذلة. وضربت عليهم, and they were struck, or upon them there were humiliation, they were humiliated. والمسكنة, ذلة means humiliation, ذلة, ذال, لام, and round ta, so it's ذلة, humiliation. والمسكنة, and مسكين referring to very poor situation, a person in very poor situation, miser. والمسكنة وباء بغضب من الله. وباء بغضب من الله, and they draw on themselves the wrath or the anger or the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بغضب, they were punished by the غضب of Allah and his punishment. بغضب من الله, from Allah. ذلك, that is because. لأنهم, that is because. ذلك, that. ذلك only means that. ذال, لام, كاف. ذلك بأنهم, because. بأنهم, باء, when it's added, when it's attached to أن, means because. بأن, same like لأن. لأن means because. لأن, بأن, بأنهم, because they, هم means they, بأنهم كانوا, they used to, كانوا, يكفرون بآيات الله, يكفرون, they used to disbelieve, يكفرون, taking from the verb كفر, يكفر, كافر, كافر means disbeliever, يكفرون بآيات الله, they used to disbelieve in the signs of Allah. آيات is a plural of آية, آية means sign, آية means sign. بآيات الله ويقتلون النبيين, ويقتلون, and they used to kill النبيين, the prophets, they used to kill the prophets. بغير حق, without any right, killing innocent souls, and not just any innocent souls, no, but it's the innocent souls of the prophets, their own prophets, their own warners, who used to come for their own benefit. ويقتلون النبيين بغير حق, بغير الحق. النبيين is the plural of النبي. النبي means the prophet. ويقتلون النبيين بغير الحق, without, بغير, بغير, غير, without, بغير الحق, without any right. ذلك, that is, بما عصوا, because of their disobedience. يعصي means to disobey. يعصي, to disobey. معصية, disobedience. معصية, disobedience. عاصي, a disobedient person. عصوا, past tense means they disobeyed, because they disobeyed. وكانوا يعتدون, and they were transgressing. يعتدي means to transgress or to oppress or to commit aggression on people. يعتدي, يعتدي means to commit aggression or to transgress. That's يعتدي. يعتدون, group of people. بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون, because they used to commit aggression and they used to transgress. So this is the verse we are learning today. Hopefully we picked up some important phrases and sentences. We'll go for a short break inshallah, and after the break we will be continuing learning the Al-Arabiyyah lil-Jami'.
You don't have to go to India to experience exotic spices. Come to Mars Spice. We select the best. We clean the best. You get the best. Dana, Jiru, Garam Masala, Maschachas Mexican Manchurian Spices. Bring your daddy and your nanny to Mars Spice. Turn your cooking into a fine art. Come visit us at Mars Spice. 33 Concord Place, Venezia. 011-854-3256. Behind Jamia Masjid.
When you're after a trusted brand like Toyota, you want the same kind of expertise and reliability you'd expect from one of their top dealerships. Before buying your next Toyota, come in and speak to the professionals at Freeway Toyota. Whether it's a Corolla, Yaris, Auris, or Hilux you're looking for, don't sign up until you've spoken to one of our highly qualified team of sales professionals. We will not only match but beat any written quote. Give us a call or come in for a test drive. 011-661-0000.
The Muslim Ummah is experiencing great stress and disbelief at the number of our brothers and sisters that have become drug dependent. Very few families have escaped the revolt and effects of this disease that has been unleashed on us. They need our help before the damage gets too great for us to mend. Please help them recover from the scourge. Support this initiative and other Crescent of Hope projects. Contact our office for more information on 011-852-7370 or log on to www.crescentofhope.co.za. Your contribution can make a difference. Crescent of Hope, serving humanity for the pleasure of Allah.
The long-awaited annual Eid Shopping Festival 2016 is finally here. The Eid Shopping Festival, in preparation for Ramadan, will be presenting a four-day exclusive shopping extravaganza, celebrating a fusion of fashion, food, and lifestyle. Discerning shoppers are invited to explore over 350 exclusive stores from the 26th to the 29th of May at the Ticket Pro Dome. Join us. Stand a chance to win over half a million rands worth of prizes. Tickets available at the door. Visit Eid Shopping Festival. .co.za.
Radio Islam International and Jamiatul Ulama South Africa present a humanitarian initiative for mankind. Rescue 786 Ambulance Services, operating in the Greater Johannesburg and Lodium Pretoria region. Ambulance hotline 083-9000-786. Only 650 rand per call out by trained, skilled paramedics and medical assistants. Call our hotline. Once again, hotline number 083-9000-786.
مرحبا بكم مرة أخرى في العربية للجميع. جمل عن الشك والاحتمال والتأكيد. You will learn now, inshallah, some sentences and vocabs related to being sure or being doubtful about something. What will you say in Arabic, or what are the common phrases used in Arabic? I am not sure, we use this in English. In Arabic, لست متأكد. لست متأكد. I am not sure. لست متأكد. If you are a female, you would say لست متأكدة. لست متأكدة. I'm not sure. لست لام سين تاء متأكدة ميم تاء ألف همزة on top of the ألف كاف دال and round تاء. لست متأكدة. I am not sure. Moving on. I don't know. لا أعرف. I don't know. لا أعرف. أو لا أدري. You can also use لا أدري. لا أدري أو لا أعرف. Both have the same meaning, which means I don't know. لا أدري. لا أعرف. لام ألف. Then ألف دال راء ياء. ألف دال راء ياء. لا أدري means I don't know. Then لا أعرف. لام ألف. ألف عين راء فاء. لا أعرف means I don't know. Moving on. أشك في ذلك. I doubt this. Or I doubt that. أشك في ذلك. I doubt that. I doubt that means أشك في ذلك. ألف شين كاف. أشك في ذلك. In that. I doubt that. أشك في ذلك means I doubt that. Alright. فوق مستوى الشبهات. فوق مستوى الشبهات. It's beyond doubt. That's beyond doubt. فوق مستوى الشبهات. It's a bit difficult, but try to pronounce it. فوق means above. فوق in Arabic. فا واو قاف. مستوى, above the level of doubts.
That's the literal translation. In English, the meaning here is, it's beyond doubt. ذلك فوق مستوى الشبهات. فوق, فاء وقاف. And مستوى ميم سين. تاء واو يا مقصورة, which is pronounced as an alif. Then الشبهات, alif lam sheen. باء ها alif تاء. الشبهات. الشبهات means doubts. That's الشبهات. ربما, maybe. ربما. We use it a lot in English. Maybe. In Arabic it's ربما. ربما. Maybe or perhaps. In Arabic it's ربما. You can use ربما for both of them. Perhaps or maybe. ربما. ربما. Most probably. Most probably. We use it in English a lot. In Arabic it's من المحتمل. من المحتمل. Most probably. Or على الأرجح. You can use any one of them. على الأرجح or من المحتمل. Which means most probably. من المحتمل is ميم نون. المحتمل ألف لام ميم. حا تي تا. ميم and لام. من المحتمل means most probably. Okay. It's possible. ممكن. It's possible. ممكن. In English we use in Arabic ممكن. هذا ممكن. Is this possible? ممكن جدا. It's very possible. ممكن. ميم. ميم. كاف. نون. ممكن. هل ممكن أن أذهب? You can use it in a question here. Is it possible to go? هل ممكن? Is it possible? Or you say ممكن. It's possible. It's correct. ممكن is very important phrase as well. أنا متأكد. I am sure. أنا متأكد. I am sure. بالتأكيد. Certainly. بالتأكيد. Certainly. باء ألف لام. تاء ألف. همزة on top of the ألف. كاف يا دال. بالتأكيد means certainly. بالتأكيد. That's بالتأكيد. مؤكد. مؤكد. It's confirmed. مؤكد means it's confirmed. ميم واو, همزة on top of the واو, كاف and دال. مؤكد means confirmed. مؤكد means confirmed. Alright. Another one. أنا أثق بك. I trust you. أنا أثق بك. I trust you. أنا أثق بك means I trust you. ثق بالله. Trust Allah. ثق بالله. Trust Allah. And أنا أثق بك means I trust you. أثق ألف ثاء قاف. We'll stop here. Hopefully we learned a lot of the Arabic phrases that's used in the conversation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to practice the Arabic language. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruk wa natubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
هذه حروف من ترى لها معاني مضمورة
هذه حروف من ترى لها معاني مضمورة
حروف تنطق مسرورة تعبر بالصوت والصورة
حروف تنطق مسرورة تعبر بالصوت والصورة
كافة